This teaching on the board, I suppose we could call this Anatomy 101. Every beginning student that comes to the school gets to experience in one evolutionary form or another the concept of the human brain and what it means to a spiritual life. In fact, what it means in life, period. Students in the elder days who learned this did not have such a detailed display of the brain. It was enough for them to remove some of their superstition and remember that there is a methodology to expanding one's life and changing it, and that there is a methodology incorporated in the human being that would allow us to have thoughts that we could only interpret them as being divine. This brain, this little drawing here, is by no means accurate according to the brain that you have inside. There are some glands that we have exaggerated and some that we have under-exaggerated, and the proportion is not correct. If we was to take and open up your head like so, all of this would fall out. We have sliced open the head and we are examining it in a half. In doing that, the amygdala and the hypothalamus, these are going to come into a little bit more exaggerated realms. They don't look like this inside of your brain. And the little pituitary, that doesn't look like that either. But we have created it for the sake of study. We have highlighted them for the sake of understanding. Now, the greatest organ that you possess in your body is the brain. The second greatest organ that you possess in your body is the reptilian brain. The third greatest organ that you possess in your body is the heart. Now, the brain, as we are beginning to study here, is a radio, microwave, Hertzian, infrared. It is a bandwidth receiver. It was designed to be able to pick up waves, information that extend all the way to infinite unknown. Take a look at this chart up above the brain here. It isn't consistent that the gods who created all of this would create themselves a body that could not receive all of this. A god that is so grand as to set gaseous forms, lower forms, into momentum in space, and to conceive of space, that eternal void as a thought, those gods would never have created a body, no matter how small it is, that did not have the ability or the perception to pick up all that they have created. So the human brain has the capacity of picking up every single one of these energy fields all the way to infinite unknown. And as a result of that, develop what you see underneath, states and realms of consciousness that coexist with those energy fields. How many of you understand so far?